This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. I'm flipping the script on Panthers' Bobby Seale and AFL-CIO's Rich Trumka. It's a topsy-turvy world out there. What was down is up, and what was up seems down. We're all looking for solid ground. Take Bobby Seale, the controversial political and cultural icon of the 1960s and former chairman of the Black Panther Party. Steve Early, labor representative and journalist and regular contributor to social policy, noted these same ironies in a recent piece in Counterpunch on the way what goes around has come around for the 81-year-old Seale and his homecoming in the Bay Area and the Panthers' work in Richmond particularly. As Seale recalled last week, the Black Panther Party's first local organizing in Richmond involved policing complaints. In its Richmond heyday, the BPP fed up to 45 kids a day in a lower-budget breakfast program not funded by Big Oil. Panther volunteers did testing door-to-door for sickle cell anemia and hypertension. They gave away hundreds of free shoes to people in need. Although the BPP promoted black empowerment, Seale describes the party today as a populist movement committed to crossing all racial, religious, and ethnic lines. As the Richmond Progressive Alliance, a multiracial political formation, has gained municipal clout in recent years, Panther history has won official and unofficial recognition locally. The RPA operates out of a downtown storefront office renamed the Bobby Bowens Progressive Center in honor of a Richmond Panther leader now deceased. As Seale noted during his visit, a City Hall proclamation in 2009 thanked him personally and his organization and all the Black Panthers who emerged from Richmond to activate, unite, organize, educate, mobilize, rally, and increase awareness and hope for a better future for all the residents of our city. That local appreciation was expressed again in the standing ovation Seale received after his hour-long speech to a crowd of 350 at a second Black History Month event hosted by For Richmond last Friday. Chairman Bobby began his talk with the observation that once again it's time to struggle and stand up for what you believe in. He concluded, as expected, with the famous Panther salute, power to the people, but in between he reminded his listeners that the methodology of grassroots community organizing remains key to gaining political power in Richmond or any other place where it hasn't been well shared in the past. Down comes up, it seems, when the arc of history is long. On the other hand, a message hit me from another friend and comrade calling attention to a visit by Rich Trumka, president of the AFL-CIO, to Fox Business News. He was red-hot mad that Trumka, seeing as the voice of American workers, had called Trump's speech before Congress his finest moment and expressed his willingness of labor to partner with Trump on trade and other issues. I listened to the clip, and inarguably, Trump just said those things, but it wasn't totally upside down because it was also clear that Trump has promised but hasn't delivered and has to balance the playing field rather than toting to the rich. It seemed clear that President Trump has labor leaders like Trumka walking a tightrope without a net. They want him to deliver on jobs and trade, but know that they're going to get hammered almost everywhere else. This is a dangerous act, though, since Trumka, like most union chiefs, has to understand that Trump can start and stop the merry-go-round anytime he wants, either tossing them aside or making Trumka and his team, in the famous British expression of the relationship of George Bush and Tony Blair, his toy poodle. Maybe Trumka has not totally flip-flopped from up to down, but he and the rest of us have to be worried about whether we can survive with Trump if we're anywhere near the middle. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.